Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. We're going to add another category tonight because of the major tornadoes and storm damage that's being done in areas that we'll tell you about in a minute. But to the power line contractors, to the telephone guys, to all the linemen out there, we want to wish you well, too. You've got a rough road to hoe here for the next 24 hours or so. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, we're going to get right to him. We have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yeah, and they're going to go inside because they got things they want to do, but they're here for the football game, no doubt about it. A bunch of Buffalo Bills jerseys up there in the porch tonight. So, and that's all over there in the hotel, which is to be expected. All right, let's say the pledge and get going because we got plenty to do. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, as we start the show right now, we've had killer tornadoes. Unfortunately, people have died across Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky. We had one in the last 45 minutes in a small town in Tennessee called Kenton, Tennessee, which I guess is almost over halfway across Tennessee, Kyle, and that's getting closer to our buddy Eric in East Tennessee. So, Eric, if you're listening, you better be paying attention to what's coming at you.
That's exactly right, Captain. Yes, Kenton is about just a little north of Jackson, Mississippi, and then west of Nashville.
Yep, I know right where that is in that area. I've been up and down Highway 45 a number of times. That used to be one of our paths around the scale.
Right.
But anyway, right now we have got tornado watches and tornado warnings in Tennessee, halfway across Tennessee, west back to the river. The southeastern corner of Illinois is still in a tornado watch. The southeastern corner of Missouri is still in a tornado watch, as is the northeastern part of Arkansas, to include Memphis, Tennessee, the northwestern part of Mississippi right now is also under a tornado watch as the system is moving from west to east, and it's a pretty substantial system with not only tornadoes that are in it, but also the flash floods warnings that are in this because of all the rain that's come along. Please be careful.
Absolutely, Captain. And in the state of Kentucky tonight, they have declared a state of emergency, of course, Kentucky officials, and this is, as we know, we've already had reports of at least two people dead in Arkansas at a catastrophic damage reporting at a nursing home.
Yeah.
But in Kentucky, officials have not reported any fatalities yet, but they do say, and this is most unfortunate, loss of life is to be expected because of the significant damage in multiple counties in western Kentucky.
Well, they had an Amazon warehouse somewhere in the western part of Illinois get destroyed because of the tornado that came roaring through there and went right through the warehouse. And they had a number of people injured, and they had a number, I believe, two people killed there in that Amazon warehouse.
Well, yes, that's very, very unfortunate. And almost 50 to 100 workers were trapped at last report as well. So this is a very, 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 very significant situation. These warehouses are huge. And obviously, if something like that goes through there with those high, that high a wind rate, it's going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah, and Cousin Vinny is chiming in from Tennessee. Let me see what's going on here. He's chiming in. He's saying, still all west of here. I'm in Manchester, Tennessee. Scary. Well, it may be west of you, Cousin Vinny, but it's moving to the east, my friend. So keep the weather radio on and get ready to hop on that hog of yours and get the hell out of Dodge.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, listening to the local broadcast, local authorities on your weather radio, just as you said, that's going to be very, very helpful.
Yeah, and folks, we'll be talking about this all night long because of the truckers and what areas of the highways that this affects. Certainly I-40 in Tennessee, certainly I-64 in Kentucky, and certainly I-55, I-57. And possibly even I-59, but it may be beyond that by now. And we'll be letting you know as things progress. I also have to mention, Kyle, to at least get this all in. We have also got some really bad driving conditions because of the fog again in Florida. Now, the fog is in the northern part of Florida, pretty much up around the peninsula, I-75, I-10, the panhandle, rather, and it's going to be all the way across to Marianna, Florida tonight, zero visibility. But if you're going up I-75, you folks in Valdosta already know this, you can't see your hand in front of your face, and for 100 miles in Georgia right now, they've got zero visibility in a number of places going up I-75. So be careful on I-75, north of Lake City, be careful on I-10, west of Lake City, and then it angles over in a 45-degree angle to the Gulf. All right, I'll be right back, and a special shout-out this morning to Karen. I hope you're doing well there, Karen. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I am going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by your Christmas shopping center, namely MyPillow.com. Now, I've ordered some stuff, and I'll be handing out some gifts when my product shows up. I didn't have to do any rush shipping to get it here because it gets here in about 3 to 5 days normally. So what I ordered last week will be here this week. But you got about 12 shopping days left to make sure it gets to you on time for Christmas. And then, of course, you'd have to get it overnighted to you. But I will tell you, MyPillow.com, go over there, take a look at what's there, and I guarantee you there's something for everybody on your shopping list, including your pet dog and your pet cat. Yep, they got stuff for the pets there, too. That's really cute what they have for them. So go to the MyPillow.com website. Take a look at everything they've got. You'll see the tags on there that say, enter your promo code for the price of whatever. And the promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, you can also click on, off the homepage, the Radio Listener Specials page, which is loaded up right now with well over 100 different items there. And again, ridiculously, insanely reduced prices on stuff. And you'll get an opportunity to see how badly you were getting stuck by the big box stores when you were buying stuff there, because they're selling it to you for upwards to 75% off on some of the items that are there. That's a tremendous savings. Again, the promo code is always Captain, MyPillow.com. Or you can call them direct on the line, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Make that your Christmas shopping center. Promo code Captain, 800-641-5459. And you'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, I'm so, I got my slippers on, Kyle. That's how happy I am here right now.
Well, I can imagine. That's right.
Yeah, and it's a great day. I mean, I had to go get a procedure done, and that's why I have the slippers on my left ankle and foot today. And in doing so, I can't wear my sneakers and I can't wear my shoes. So what did I wear? The slippers.
Very cool.
Yay. All right. Now, we had the Supreme Court make a decision on the Texas abortion ban, and they did not stop it, which is interesting. Now, let's play what it is they did do. And here comes the recording now from our correspondent.
The Texas law makes abortion illegal after cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The Biden administration and abortion providers argued against the law at the Supreme Court early last month, but justices have ruled that the law can remain in effect as legal action continues.
Now, that's interesting. They said the ban can stay, but the suit against the ban can continue, the law, that is, can continue.
Well, that's right. So these are going to be challenges from abortion providers, basically. That's what they're allowing. But the fact that they didn't halt the law for now also means, Captain, that private individuals, this is part and parcel of the Texas law, private individuals can actually sue abortion providers if they perform or assist in an abortion after embryonic cardiac activity is detected. At a minimum of $10,000 would be awarded. Now, what President Biden did, they came out and they said, well, this is really a bounty they're putting on abortion providers and this kind of thing. But the very fact that the Supreme Court didn't halt the law may be some indication of where they might be going with the Mississippi case. And so stay tuned, because it's going to get very interesting.
Yes, it is. And we'll definitely be right there watching all of this for you. Now, CNN and MSNBC are downplaying the Jussie Smollett conviction, and they're using the verdict to, get this, bash conservatives. It's their fault. It's their fault. And by the way, a Black Lives Matter person yesterday came out and said, well, you can never believe the police. The police will never tell the truth. I don't believe the police. I believe Jussie.
Well, of course, you know, they'd have to go and maybe try to talk to the people on the jury. I don't mean that literally, but consider that the jury heard all this evidence and quickly returned.
They heard a lot more than the Black Lives Matter guy did.
Well, exactly right. And so what has to happen in this case, Captain, at least what we hope would happen, is that these kinds of things would sort of be tamped down, because the system is supposed to work. And in this case, the system has worked. The system worked in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The system worked in the Aubrey trial, right? The people that killed Mr. Aubrey.
Yep.
They're going to go to prison forever. And now the system worked also here in the Jussie Smollett trial, where it was obvious that this was a hoax, a put-up job.
Well, his lead lawyer says that they have a 100% plan to appeal the guilty verdicts, and he's confident there'll be a complete reversal.
I guess that's what your defense lawyer might say.
I don't believe it. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't either. That's why I think that this is something they say at this point to try to look resolute or something like that. But I don't see how this could possibly be overturned.
And do you know who's really having to run for cover right now?
Who's that?
Jen Psaki, because now she's being forced to face the music after both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris got egg on their faces for boosting the Smollett hate crime hoax to begin with.
Well, what they did, and what so many other politicians and even people in the media did, was they wanted to rush to shore up this narrative. Okay, here we go. It's Jussie Smollett was attacked by two MAGA supporters and et cetera, et cetera. So let's really fortify that, because that's the narrative we want out there. Donald Trump supporters are attacking black people, and on it would go. But, of course, nothing could be further from the truth here. But, of course, they have egg on their face, Captain. And they would, if now normal people would want to slink away and just go into a hole somewhere and never come out again for such an embarrassing thing that they did. But they're going to try to tell you that it's all okay.
Well, they're not raising the taxes, the Democrats aren't, on anybody in the middle class, right?
Well, right.
But yet, have you noticed what it costs milk, cereal, bacon, eggs, muffins, juice? apples, bananas, and coffee.
Everything has gone up.
Yep. Yeah, gasoline is up 58% just by itself, and even higher than that in some areas of the country. I believe in your part of the country, it's up almost 70%. But prices of nearly all the breakfast foods are up sharply compared to a year ago, when the cost of living was actually up, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A half a percentage point. Yesterday, it was up 6.4%.
Well, it's going to
That's a 600% increase, I think.
It's boggling. And, Captain, what it starts to show is that there's no way you're going to win in this system. If you say, well, I don't have to go out to eat so much because it's getting so expensive, mm-hmm. well, try going to the grocery store now.
Yeah, and we have the worst inflation since 1982 as the consumer prices have soared 6.8%. Joe Biden tried to make some sense out of it yesterday, and all he did was just dig a hole for himself again.
Well, right. Well, yeah. They have to try to spin anything.
Yeah. Now, you hear me talk about used cars being up in value, right?
Right.
Well, they're up even higher than what I've been telling people. They're now up 31% for a good, clean, used car in good condition with a reasonable amount of miles for the length that you've had it. It could be worth as much as 31% more than it was 6 months ago.
Right. So a lot of people mm-hmm. are having to make decisions. Do I have yep. to get a car right now, or can I fix yep. the one I have?
And gasoline prices are up an average across the country. I should have waited to read this. 60% from last year.
And everybody knows it, and they're probably surprised that it's only
60%. That's why, Kyle, that's why this isn't going away anytime soon. Until they get oil and gas under control, which they don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole because of AOC, the squad, and all these weirdos that don't get it, that we've got to drill, baby, drill, that our entire economy is based on the price of a damn gallon of gasoline or a gallon of diesel, until they realize that, we can't just flip a switch and go electric. It's not going to happen.
Well, and you mean to tell me, Captain, that inflation just isn't going to be transitory now? And
not at all.
There'll be some
never was
pressure.
To begin with.
Well, of course not. And just the other day, they actually retired using that phrase because they know how ridiculous it sounds. So there's not going to be some magical downward pressure on prices as we get into next year. It's going to continue to get worse. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's going to happen.
Well, Mr. Joe Biden, Mr. Democrats, guess what? Inflation is now the number one issue in America, according to CNBC, surpassing coronavirus as the number one concern. Inflation.
That's significant.
It is significant. It means they better get their act straight or they're going to get their butts handed to them, which I think they are anyway. Hold that thought there, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Mr. Mike Gallagher take us to break tonight because he's sitting over there with nothing better to do at the moment. So, hey, Mike, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC is saying the predicted winter COVID surge has started, with the current 7-day average up nearly 40% over last week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should get their booster shots.
In one study, for those who were boosted and over the age of 50, there was a 90% decrease in mortality from COVID-19 compared to those who did not receive a booster.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that masks must be worn in all indoor public spaces unless that place has established a COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The governor said she made the decision based on the CDC guidelines and also the number of overall cases and hospitalizations that continued to rise. The new rules take effect December 13 and will last until January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Professor. We will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I had been taking for over 6 years because of the problems that I have, and I got rid of two prescription drugs, Mobic and Flexeril, because of it, because it was creating a problem for me, giving me some side effects, making me a little dizzy when I shouldn't have been, making me tired when I shouldn't have been. So I decided to try something different, and I wound up with Relief Factor. Now, just like this radio ad that you're hearing me read, I heard the same sort of thing. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helped to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which was part of my problem, the swelling in my left foot, ankle, and leg. And it corrected that, and it keeps it down. Now, it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever kind of problems you got going on, and it will help you with multiple areas of pain that you have. For example, my right shoulder, which has been broken twice, and I have arthritis in it. My shoulder will actually start feeling better if it's been aching for a while. Same with my left wrist, which I, of all things, have bursitis in because it's been broken a couple of times, and they put a pin in it the second time. That bothers me. It'll stop because of the Relief Factor. Don't ask me why. It just does. And then, of course, my back, which I've broken twice, it's been fused, and it'll help me with that, too. But all I can tell you is this product works. And all it costs is $19.95 to try it to see. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Click on the little logo link for $19.95. You'll get a whole tutorial. It'll run you through. You can watch a video if you want. It'll tell you all about the product. And you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And if it does, then you don't need to do anything. It'll just come to you automatically like it does me every month. Okay, try it out, relieffactor.com. It worked for me. It just might work for you because, after all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, we had a couple of messages here during the break from some of our listeners up in the affected areas where the tornadoes are either bearing in on them, the severe thunderstorm warnings and or tornado watches and warnings. And all I can tell you, folks, is we're here for you. My affiliates up there in those areas, we're here for you, and we will continue to let you know. And I've got my weather radio going. I've got a couple of other things going. I am listening to a scanner to multiple frequencies, and if there's some sort of alert, I'll let you know when I get it so that you can be informed. And that's also for the truckers, too, passing through on the interstates, because they're in the thick of this, too.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. We know about Biden's spending bill that could cost some $3 trillion more, adding it to the deficit, if made permanent, according to the Congressional Budget Office, correct?
That's right.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, you know, Captain, it seems that the spending us out of whatever it is they think that we're in isn't going to work. It's actually going to spend us into oblivion, for one thing. There are so many different things in the bill as well that I think most Americans are not going to be happy about. But that's how they do this when the bills are, 2,500 pages long?
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
There's a provision in that bill for a kill switch in the new cars being built after this goes into effect, a kill switch inside the passenger door.
Interesting.
The passenger door. Now, if you got your doors locked and you crash, okay, how the hell are you going to get to the kill switch inside the passenger door?
No kidding. That's
Think right. about that for a minute.
That's right.
But there's a provision in there for this. Somebody thought that this is a great idea.
Well, of course. But that's how they get these things put in there. And I think, Captain, most of the people across the highways and byways would want to know what is in this bill, what does it do, but why can't you tell us in the few, you know, maybe oversimplifying a little bit, but in a few sentences, tell us what this bill really is going to do. But it's only out there for the president to go out and say he's going to do this massive. In other words, he wants to be like FDR or this kind of thing. He wants to, and they believe that we need to have these massive, massive spending bills. But that's not what we need. Well, we do need to fix the infrastructure. That's a separate issue. But in order to really get the country moving in the right direction, you got to get people back to work. You got to give incentives for people to want to go back to work and for companies to prosper. And if you get that happening, a lot of these other things are going to take care of itself.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
The trucks pay for the highways. The trucks with the taxes that they pay, the money that they pay at the fuel pump and for going across state lines and this, that, and the other, and the highway use taxes and all that sort of stuff, are supposed to take care of the highways. Well, the states, a few years ago, especially the blue states, decided to take that money for the highways and use it for the general fund because they were spending so much money, they were going way, way, way out of their range, and they had to get the money from somewhere. So instead of fixing the roads, instead of fixing the bridges, especially the blue states, they stole the money from the highway use fund.
Well, exactly, exactly. And then everything else goes downhill, no pun intended, from there. But, you know, Captain, these massive spending and so forth, eventually money will have no value, evidently. And we're going to measure our deficit trillions and trillions of dollars. I don't know how we recover from that. How do we stand tall in the world?
We don't.
That's right. We don't. How do we stand up to China? How do we stand up to Russia? How do we lead? We can't do that if we're so far underwater that they'll never see us again.
Okay, people are going to say I'm crazy again, but I don't really care. China bought and paid for Joe Biden and many other of our politicians.
Well, can I please bring up Eric Swalwell with the
The spy who slept with the
that's right.
She slept with him rather.
Well, but in other words, mm-hmm. there are these kinds of programs and these kinds of things that are going on for the express purpose of uh-huh. wanting to control politicians or control what happens.
Now, part of what's going on here too, you have to understand it, is the media. The Democratic media complex has been in overdrive trying to protect what remains of President Biden's credibility, and thanks to the collusion between the White House and the fact-checkers at PolitiFact, Town Hall just got found itself in the crosshairs of a White House-triggered fact-check on them, which was not true, but they still had to go through, you know, being rung through the ringer, so to speak. And we now have found out, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Facebook. You know about their fact check, right?
What was that?
Their fact check labels are only opinion. They're not God's gospel, honest truth. They're opinion.
Well, you know what people think about the fact checkers is Facebook, basically. That's
how many people have been shut down because of whatever type of information they call it? Let's see. Information claim. There's climate change has caused a lot of problems, as has the election and whatnot. And here we go. Misleading information or not accurate and factual information, that sort of thing. These are opinions being given that are shutting people down by the fact checkers over at Facebook and the new Meta. And the reason I know this is because there's a lawsuit that brought this to fact, namely television host John Stossel, who sued Facebook and two of its fact checking partners, Science Feedback and Climate Feedback, accusing the entities of defaming him, which they did by telling that his information wasn't true, when in fact it was, factually.
Well, when you try to push your opinion on somebody, that sounds much more like propaganda than something that would hold up under... in other words, when you hear the term fact-checking, you think, well, that will stand up under reasonable scrutiny.
Yeah, right.
A reasonable person would conclude the following, and we could agree on a fact, 2 + 2 = 4, that kind of thing. But if it is just somebody's opinion, then it becomes a political mechanism and a control mechanism.
Yep. And that's when they need to be regulated.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And because people would see the label fact checked, and they have the expectation, it certainly has the connotation, that this is going to hold up.
Yep.
But it's not. And so that in and of itself is misleading.
Now, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, is in more trouble as he allegedly blasted Janice Dean, the Fox Weather Machine, calling her the Fox Weather Bitch in a plot to intentionally smear her, and he is being sued big time.
That's right. Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that and other things when we come back, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Smith, and that's called The Other Side. And, Kyle, that was the 200-mile jolt some of those drivers need to get them moving on down the road.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah.
Might have been a 300-mile jolt. But anyway, good sounding song. So we'll let that go. Now, let's get started here because we got some really bad weather. Kyle's going to tell you about the snow out to the west and some other things going on. But when we talk Mississippi River and east of the Mississippi River and the Mid-South and now Indiana, you're getting it. You're getting your taste of the bad weather as well as some tornado watches bouncing around. Kentucky, you're in it. Tennessee, you're in it. Cousin Benny coming your way. And the northern part of Mississippi as well as the northern part of Louisiana right now across I-20. Take it away, Kyle.
All right, Captain. Well, we're looking at the winter storm warnings that are happening right now up in the Seattle area, also Portland, Oregon, and we had Richard the Marine chime in just a little bit earlier saying it's going to have high winds and a big storm for the next 3 days, and Richard the Marine is exactly right.
I see it.
That's right. So for the next several days in both the areas of Portland and Seattle, they've got a lot of rain in the forecast. But up near Seattle especially, they're going to have heavy snow in the surrounding areas there above 3,000 feet as we go into Saturday. And then get back into Saturday now then above 2,000 feet, they could get 18 to 36 inches, wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour in that area. So that's what's happening there. Now, as you come on down through Oregon, the winter storm warning continues all the way down towards to the border with Northern California. We've also got winter storm warnings around Reno. This is going to go on up through 395 through Susanville, for example. Then also, Captain, we've got a freeze warning in the high desert area, Interstate 15. If you're heading out towards the Las Vegas area or coming in from Las Vegas, you've got freeze warnings all around there as well. Central Valley, now also a freeze warning, was a freeze watch just a day or so ago, but it's definitely the temperatures are dropping. Avalanche warnings also in Colorado, all the way from the southern part of Colorado, Durango, all the way up through to the border with Wyoming. So if you're coming across I-70, that means there's just a lot of snow, and that could happen at any moment. Then high wind warnings as you approach Denver. As you come along I-70. Blizzard warning in southern Wyoming, and also high winds as well. This is going to be north of I-80 and all along I-80, as a matter of fact, as you head up from Laramie towards Rawlings. So you want to be very, very careful of that as well. And up on 4th of July Pass tonight, Captain, they're reading right now 28 degrees, but they've got rain and snow in the forecast, maybe a mix of rain and snow on Saturday, but mostly snow on Sunday, so be advised of that if you're up in northern Idaho or northern Montana.
Yeah, one other very famous pass up there coming down into Oregon, drops down into Pendleton is Cabbage, I-84, and I see a winter storm warning up on top there, so that could be an adventure up there. You might have to hang iron going down the bottom or coming up over the top. All right, here we go. I'm going to start in the south first because of the fog. We have a dense fog advisory pretty much all the way across I-10 right now to New Orleans, Louisiana. But it goes east all the way over to I-75 and I-10 junction right there. And then it goes straight north up to Atlanta. It goes right up the middle of Georgia up to Atlanta. And then up north of Atlanta, probably to around Kennesaw right now. Might be going further, though. We'll see with the system coming across. And then we've got fog east-west in Georgia tonight along I-20 and I-85. Now, I-85 takes us up through South Carolina, up into North Carolina, and I-20 takes us all the way across almost to Florence with a dense fog advisory tonight. So let's get that out of the way. Now, here comes the bad weather. We have got tornado watches in the northern part of Mississippi along I-20. Tornado watches in the southeastern corner of Arkansas right now. Tornado watches right now and severe thunderstorm warnings in the northern part of Mississippi. Now, we've got a situation in Tennessee right now where we have got a tornado warning
just east of, let's see here, it's just east and south of Memphis, Tennessee. So, Cousin Vinny, that might be your area we're talking about. I can't be more specific than that, just to tell you that I see a tornado warning right now in Tennessee. There's heavy flooding up in the northern part of Tennessee along the Kentucky border, as well as right along I-40 around the Memphis area. They've had a lot of rain in there. The tornado watches are all the way across right now to just about Nashville, Tennessee. Up in Kentucky, we've got tornado watches and tornado warnings almost across the entire state of Kentucky tonight. So please be careful up there in Kentucky. And when you hear the sirens, that's the real deal. I'll bet you that much right now. And seek shelter. Then we've got Indiana. Most of Indiana tonight is under a tornado watch, severe thunderstorm warning. And we do see the severe thunderstorm warnings right now north and east of Indianapolis. Now, Illinois is pretty much cleared out of it, but we get into the snow, the big snowstorm that's been coming across. It's in the southern part of Minnesota tonight, Kyle, and it's also over across most of the northern half of Wisconsin, all of the peninsula, upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We have a winter storm warning. We also have a storm warning along the lake on the other side of the upper peninsula of Michigan. And we've got, my goodness, we've got lake effect snow warnings up in upstate New York again from Buffalo all the way across to Oneida Lake and then up along to the Canadian border. We've got snow across most of Maine tonight. We've got snow in the northeastern part, the Adirondacks of New York State, up around Lake George, north of Lake George, up in there. Vermont, northern New Hampshire, snow, gale warning down the east coast all the way down to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, and that's just the mess we got right now. Kyle, you got about maybe 20 seconds. Tell us about the pilot, the Flying J.
All right, folks, so when you pull into the pilot or Flying J, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. You can even get the pilot and Flying J fuel card. You're going to earn points on everything that you buy. You can track your points using the app, the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that at pilotflyingj.com, and check that out. We'll see you there.
All righty, and we'll be right back with Kyle Warren. We are going to keep our eyes on the weather because there's some really dangerous weather going across tonight with these tornadoes bouncing around through Kentucky and Indiana and Tennessee and Mississippi and Louisiana and Arkansas. There's some really dangerous weather out there, so please be careful.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.